Yeah, sometimes, well, you're not supposed to put grease or anything like that on your chain. So I don't know where the grease would be coming from. But anyways, yeah, you got special oil here to keep the chain from seizing up there, rusting, corroding, whatever. And that's always looking for different ways of gently cleaning the metal at the same time being, you know, getting that scum off there, that's for sure, when you're driving the bike there on the highway. So you run through a slough or something like that, or a puddle or something. Well, go through a slough, you're in trouble, but a puddle. I can see things getting messy. So I need to clean that all up there and so forth. So it doesn't get on you and your pants and back of your back there and all that sort of thing. So some bikes got fenders, some don't. So ones that don't, you got to be extra cautious. Otherwise, it'll start causing you some issues. For sure, for sure. Good idea there, Pierre. V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
Yeah.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, chiming in.
Are you still there, Randy?
V5RJM, good morning to you.
VE7SLZ.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt the call there. Just thought I'd say good morning to Pierre and Randy, and you know Henry's in there. Why wouldn't you use graphite there, Pierre? Does graphite not work good for oiling things down? Over.
Well, Henry, do you have a problem with his bicycle? You know, that the change you need to clean up because he did quite a bit the traveling on the trail, gravel trail. So sometimes it's windy and make some dust, and so you hit the dust by the front wheel and the dust goes in the back, so they affect your gear shift and everything. So that's why he need that kind of stuff. That stuff I used before for my bicycle a while ago, that's a brake cleaner, and this stuff is strong. And you just spray and back and forth, and all the grease and any dust or sand, a very thin sand to clean up everything. And after that, you put any kind of oil. You let it dry and put some W-40 or whatever you want to put on oil on the chain. Back to you.
Yeah, that, I agree with the brake cleaner. It works well and it cleans well. But I don't think I would put WD-40 on there. There's a lot better lubricants than that. The WD-40 just gathers the dirt and creates another problem. But anyway, that's my thoughts. There is some great lubricants out there. I know Princess Auto has them. It's about $9 a can, but it really works great. Randy, I got a message for you. My Pico balloon just beaconed after 405 days. Over.
Yeah, V5RGM returning. Yeah, I agree with you there with lubricant there, Emil there. WD-40 will attract dirt and stuff like that. So you want to use WD-40 if you've got very heavy corrosion on your chain, like very rusted and stuff like that. So I don't think we have that. But yeah, I've got special stuff here that I use. I bought a can, I don't know how many years ago. Must have been 15 years ago already. It's a huge can. And it's the size of it, like a WD-40 can, but it's probably another 2 or 3 inches higher. It says like 33% more or something. It was on sale at the time, and I don't know what I paid for it, but around $9 sounds kind of right. But now that they're probably a lot more than that. They're probably about $25 or $30 a can. So, but it's especially for bicycles, and you can buy it at Canadian Tire there. And I don't know if they still have it or not, but that's where I bought mine from, and it works very, very well. It's actually great for, the key is not to use too much, you know, so you basically turn your chain and spray at the same time. When your chain goes a whole loop there, you might as well stop and then work it through the gears. So, that's what I do here anyways, if you got more than one speed of bike. And then for fall time or whatever, I usually put some of this lubricant on as well there, and it stores it over winter. It never corrodes or anything. It's bicycle lubricant, it's called. It's simple. It's good stuff. And it's similar to maybe WD-40 in a way, but it's got some other different lubricants in there as well for long lasting. WD-40 is a short term. It's more like used for loosening nuts and bolts and stuff like that are corroded and too tight and that sort of thing. You put it on there, and WD-40 works well for that. And there's even better ones out there on the market besides WD-40 now for that. So, pause. Anyways, fine business on your balloon beaconing there. After how many days? You wrote that off a long time ago, I think. So, and now it beaconed. What the heck? maybe somebody inflated it for you and raised it back up in the air for you there, email, go ahead.
Yeah, very good. It was, 405 days. I had no hope in hell that it would come back, but, even Henry's, showed up, We're both ecstatic beyond means. Go ahead.
Well, what the heck? Were they in the air there, but out of sunlight? boy, oh boy, that is strange. To be able to come back to life after that many days there, that's for sure. But that's good. That's good. Keep a good eye on it now and see where it goes. So I wonder what specialty is for that. Or maybe, you know, whoever launched that balloon, maybe they launched another one with the same information there. Maybe that's possible there. Email, back to you.
Yeah, there's four different sites that you can track the balloons. This was one of them that I didn't check. And that sort of stuff. Anyway, I got to run there, Randy, but just thought I'd share. I sent you a picture of the diagram there, so you can actually see it. I had to see it to believe it. Anyway, 7-3 for now. I gotta get back to the other frequency here. One Echo, Papa Portable Clear, and we'll go on QRT for a bit.
Well, you have yourself a good rest of the day there. I don't know what you got planned so far, but anyways, I know you guys got a fair bit of rain down that way. But yeah, anyways, have yourself a very good morning there, Emil. Over to you there, Pierre. And good morning to you again. I'm just about to go fix my first cup of coffee. I'm a little behind schedule this morning. V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
Yeah, no problem at all, Randy. So that brake cleaner, don't use that stuff on the plastic stuff because you're going to make some damage on the plastic. They're so strong. And, yeah, I did that to clean up my change and my gear shift or whatever. But they have no plastic on it, so that's good. And after that, just about what you said, special oil or bicycle or whatever. Yeah, that's something that cheap. I can't remember. It's probably 20 bucks at least. That can or whatever, but they work. You know, you do that before a winter and next spring, you're good to go. So no rust at all. Perfect. Anyway, so yeah, I'm ready to go fishing, Randy. Big time. I don't know what happened last night. I was sick. Oh my God. I have a diarrhea. And that was not fun because you know my cows, right? So, no, it was not fun at all. I need to replace some stuff, you know what I mean? Back to you.
Yeah, V5RJM returning for ID, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, that's the right way there. And yeah, you're right, it's not cheap, that stuff. So, yeah, I'm ready to go fishing too. but today is yard work. So, Michelle's got a day off today, so I'd imagine she'll be sleeping in for a bit this morning, so probably gets up around 9-10 o'clock our time. Sometimes she sleeps in pretty good there. We were up a little bit late last night too, watching some TV there, so but anyhow, what the heck was I going to say? How's my audio there, Pierre? I know you're always critical on audio. You always give a great report there. How's my audio this morning? Back to you.
That's perfect. 5.5. No hum, just a little bit crispy, but probably normal. Nothing wrong with you at all. 5.5, no problem. What I would like to say? Oh, I'm thinking about something yesterday. About VHF radio or whatever. My question is, remember a while ago, somebody called a CQ on the 2 meters. So, tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. I think, when you call the CQ, that's pretty much only for HF, right? Back to you. Or, for some reason, can you say CQ in the 2 meters? Back to you.
V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM. Well, thanks for the radio report there. Yeah, you know, we had this conversation. I had this conversation with another guy there because somebody was calling CQ and the other person came on and gave him shit like you wouldn't believe, called him down and everything. And, well, we were just surprised. So we kind of went over the rules there at the time. And, yeah, kind of, it's an unwritten rule, sort of, you know, for unwritten means that there's nothing saying that you can't say CQ on VHF or UHF. So, so it's not wrong. He's not doing anything wrong by doing it, but it's kind of an unwritten rule amongst the ham community that CQ be used for...